This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Macomb and Western Illinois University communities gathered to celebrate the life of Gil Bellis. The 76-year-old Bellis was killed in late May when his car was hit by an Amtrak train. Bellis was remembered for his knowledge of history, his passion for the arts, his love of ice cream, and his tireless efforts to make the town and the university better places. Tri-State's Public Radio attended the celebration of life to find out what people had to say about Gil Bellis and his legacy.
Hi, I'm Cindy Cabot. I work at the YMCA, and I've known Gil for 27 years. I know he gave back to Wittenberg. I know he gave to WIU, gave to the Y, gave his time and energy to good causes. And I'll tell you, what I know from him is that if he says he'll do it, he'll do it. If he says he'll pledge the money, he'll pledge it. He'll pledge his time. He will help if asked. And so, you know, he lived his life well and true to his word. And what a great legacy for his memory.
My name is Sterling Koenig. I'm a retired history professor, and Gil was in the history department. There was an establishment here called Happy Joe's, and their business plan was to sell pizza and ice cream. And they had this deal that if you could eat this concoction that came in a gigantic brandy snifter, it held about a gallon and a half, and they filled it with ice cream and marshmallow and caramel and chocolate sauce, an ungodly mix. And the challenge was, if you could eat the whole thing, you didn't have to pay for it. And Gil was the only one in town that I know of that ate the whole thing and got it for free. Afterwards, Gil was so cold because he had a gallon and a half of ice cream in his belly that he had to go into the men's room and use the blowers to warm up. You know, his hands were just freezing.
I'm Linda Lee Blaine, and most recently I know Gil from the Arts Center Board. He was on the board for about 9 months, I think, when he passed. Prior to that, though, I just met him all over town because he goes to everything. You'd go to any community event and he would be there. On campus, we have quite a number of beautiful public art pieces, but none of them had signs on them. So you didn't know the artist, the year it was made, the title of the piece, nothing. Gil really thought that was a travesty, so he took up the charge to get them all labeled, and now they are. And so people visiting our campus can see these wonderful works of art and learn a little bit about them.
I'm Rich Mathers, and I know Gil from the history department. We shared the same building, and we often saw each other. And when he moved over to Park and Rec, I didn't see him nearly as much except out in the community, which he always was. But what I enjoyed most about Gil was we went to the theater trips with the Goldfarb. And he was always the one that told us what we needed to know about New York City and how to get around and how to become comfortable with the city and what plays were great and the off-Broadway stuff that we might want to look at. So we went about 5 times, and Gil was always there and was always helpful, and that's what I remember about him most, just being a great person who was interested in everybody and helped everybody.
I'm Nan Crossman. I have known Gil as a colleague, as a student. I was his student. I have known him through the community theater, through the Arts Center, fellow board member, fellow PAS board member. I've known him in a lot of different ways. I would say the lesson to be learned from his life is that we should continue his legacy and continue the involvement of keeping the community alive and well and the arts alive and well in the community.
We heard from just a few of the many people who attended the Celebration of Life ceremony in honor of the late historian and community activist Gil Bellis of Macomb. The piece was produced by Tri-State's Public Radio News Director Rich Egger, with musical suggestions from Music Director Ken Zahn.